Hello?
Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not that important, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is climate change. Between 0 to 10, how important is it for you?
7.
7. What about immigration?
5.
5. Inflation and the cost of living?
8.
Abortion rights?
6.
Reproductive freedom?
6.
Crime and violence?
7.
Job and wages?
7.
Healthcare?
7.
K-12 education?
8.
Democracy?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
The student's loan debt?
5.
Criminal justice reform?
7.
Racism and discrimination?
9.
9. Okay. I really want to thank you for your participation. A few more questions and I'll let you go. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not likely. 10. Okay. That's extremely likely to vote. What is your race?
Black.
Black. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered?
Registered.
Registered. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. What is the year of your birth?
82.
82. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
College. Bachelor's.
College. Bachelor's? Okay.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can use any number between 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
8.
8. Okay. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Also between 0 to 10.
10.
10. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. What are your feelings towards Andrea Deakins?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. Between 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel towards Andrea Deakins? If you don't know who the person is...
Probably 7.
7. What about Brian Kemp?
5.
5. Team Wolves?
Who there?
Team Wolves?
Oh, Team Wolves. 7.
7. Jim Ossoff? I'm sorry, John Ossoff.
7.
Raphael Warnock?
8.
J.D. Vance?
2.
2. And by last, Brad Raffensperger?
6.
6. All right. We're halfway to go. I do want to thank you again for your time. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, where you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. Again, I know this is a long way off. If the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democrat.
The Democrat. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? It stayed the same? Better or much better?
The same.
No change. Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? A small difference? A moderate difference or a big difference?
Big difference.
Makes a big difference. Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. Only 6 options. We have your local major. Between 0 to 10, how certainly do you believe he prevented progress? 10 is he actually prevented progress, and 0 is he did not prevent progress.
I'm sorry, who's the person?
Your local major.
Oh, my local...
Your local major.
Oh, like local official? Or...
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, probably a 5.
5. What about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
7. 7.
Vice President Harris?
6. 6.
Black voters?
7.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
7.
And the last, COVID-19 recovery?
Oh, 1. Oh, COVID-19 recovery? Oh, mm-hmm. 8.
8. Okay. Below is a list of people, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's life. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you will strongly be motivated to vote, 5 means you're not so sure, and a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. Again, you may choose any number between 0 to 10. The first statement says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, provide a significant financial relief, and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Between 0 to 10, how much will this motivate you to vote?
A five.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct students' financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Between 0 to 10, how much will this motivate you to vote?
6.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much, much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Between 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that?
Sure, absolutely. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Probably six.
Okay. There's two more. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and the chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When the state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes law were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Within 0 to 10, how much does this motivate you to vote?
7.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. Within 0 to 10, how much will this motivate you to vote?
5.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done, heading to the last questions of this survey. I do want to thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the same questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. I just want to check if you decide to change your mind or still the same answer. I will let you to please answer based on your feelings right now. No matter how frequently you voted in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Between 0 to 10, or when 0 means it has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
An 8.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, the state the same, better, or much better?
I'd say a little better.
A little better. Okay. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Engaged.
Engaged. Oh, congratulations. That sounds good. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, not that I know about.
No. Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or something else?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Independent. Do you lean towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Sure. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're full-time, part-time, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me your best estimate. That will be fine.
100K?
Okay, perfect. This concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you very much for your time and participation of this night, and I do hope you have a good day. Thank you again for your time. Take care.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
All right, then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.